We are not doctors, nor do we intend to make any medical claims. The opinions expressed are purely observational and anecdotal based on personal experiences.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of Entourage Effect with Joe, where we do a deep dive into the world of health, wellness, latest trends, and national remedies. I'm your host, Stu, and today we're discussing a topic that's been growing in popularity, and it's called CBD. And many people are curious about CBD, but with so much information out there, it can be a tough thing to know what's accurate. You know, that's why we've brought in an expert to break it down for us. And joining us today is Joe Brennan, the owner of Columbus Botanical Depot, and is also a specialist in CBD products and holistic wellness. The Shark Tank, yes, the one we all know on television, actually endorsed Joe's store and mission to provide relief to thousands of people, which he's already done and still is in the process of doing, and has also had a spot on the TV show Good Morning America back in 2018, I believe.
I believe so.
Okay. How you doing, Joe?
It's good
to have you here.
Good. Definitely good. Doing well.
I heard you also graduated from the Cleveland School of Cannabis.
That is correct.
And that you're also an established author of a best-selling book called Courage in Cannabis.
Courage in Cannabis, that's right.
Some impressive resume you got there, man. So what are some of the problems with just going down to the mini mart or, you know, down on 5th and Joyce and getting my CBD products?
Well, you're going to deal with probably a quality issue, potentially transparency issues. Products are lab tested, third party lab tested, which most of the time they're going to have a QR code on the product that you can scan and will take you directly to the lab test result. A lot of the products that you'll find there don't have those. A lot of products that you see in gas stations are brands that I don't know if I want to say quality isn't their mission, but it's more of a price thing. CBD can be expensive, and so a lot of times these gas stations and places like that are looking for the cheapest product so that they can market up the most so that they have the highest profit margin, just like most things in their stores. And so,
yeah,
you know, quality isn't necessarily always at the top of their priority list.
Yeah, that's totally understood. And I think pretty provable in today's market.
Yeah.
Today we'll be talking, also talking about the benefits of a particular specific oil, extremely powerful supplement called R&R oil. So again, Joe, thanks for showing up. I think you can clear up a lot of the misconceptions about CBD.
Yeah, we can definitely try.
All right. So we'll just start with some basic stuff. You know, there are a lot of CBD products on the market right now. Some claim to be pure. Others full spectrum, you know, is all CBD the same or is there a difference?
There is a big difference actually. We've got three different kinds. We got full spectrum, we got broad spectrum, and we got isolate. Full spectrum contains all the cannabinoids, including a trace amount of THC, which is no more than 0.3%. Mm-hmm. And we've got broad spectrum that has no THC whatsoever. And then we've got isolate, which is just pure CBD without any other compounds, any other terpenes or anything else in that formulation. Full spectrum is you're going to get the entire spectrum of the hemp plant, which is going to be around 200 cannabinoids, around 200 terpenes or terpenoids. And then you've got fatty acids, and you've got some other phyto compounds that exist in that, that all work together in the entourage effect to basically make the product work a little bit better at a lesser potency. So less is more with full spectrum, because you got a lot more going on there. And I like to kind of talk about it like a full spectrum product with 200 cannabinoids. You got THC and CBD are the major cannabinoids. Mm-hmm. The other 198 are what they call minor cannabinoids. So they show up in minor trace amounts in the plant. THC and CBD being the two major cannabinoids, where the percentages of those two cannabinoids are the highest. So although the other cannabinoids are in trace amounts, they still play in what they call the entourage effect. It's kind of like a symphony or an orchestra playing where you've got all of the instruments playing together to create a harmonious balance. And so our endocannabinoid system can receive that in a much more prolific way than just, say, an isolated compound. Just maybe the violinist taken out of the orchestra playing on our endocannabinoid system isn't as potent, I guess, as the rest. And so
when you go from full spectrum to broad spectrum, that point, what is it, 0.3% of THC?
Right.
So 0.3% 1% is taken out. Is that right?
That's right. They take it out to where the lab test result will show 0.00 THC.
In the context of an orchestra, you know, you need everybody kind of in there, but you don't need a lot of THC. You just need that tiny infinitesimal bit. It's kind of like leaving that seasoning out that kind of makes it all
come together.
Yeah.
That's a great analogy. I don't know if you would attribute it to like backup vocalists.
Yeah.
Or something like that. THC binds to the receptor like a key to the lock. So you're going to unlock the receptor's ability to neurotransmit and send signals and basically be involved in a lot of biochemistry there. And so CBD more so acts as an antagonist or an agonist on the receptor. It's more of an indirect thing. Mm-hmm. THC is very direct. It fits in the receptor like a key to a lock, unlocks it. And that's why when you smoke it or inhale it, you feel quote unquote high, because the CB1 receptors are actually activated like a key to a lock, causing neurogenesis.
What is neurogenesis?
Well, it's the formation of new networks in the brain. Neurogenesis is kind of like your brain firing on all cylinders, if you will. Maybe new pathways can be formed around old pathways when you've got neuro damage and traumatic brain injury or something like that. Cannabinoids have been shown to have the potential to excite neurotransmitters in a way that will cause new neuro pathways to grow around old ones that are maybe deformed or broken. And so a lot of people attribute the high experience to neurogenesis. I mean, you're kind of getting new thoughts coming, you know, you're getting all these ideas and this creativity and kind of some of the attributes that people say about cannabis. It makes them creative. It makes them think outside the box. It makes them more introspective. And so that's not what you normally do when you're not in that state of mind. And so could that be neurogenesis there? It could be, because you're thinking new thing, you know, you're kind of seeing things from a different perspective.
And establishing new networks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the full spectrum contains everything, the whole kit and caboodle, and the broad spectrum just removes the violinist.
Right.
The crazy violinist.
Yep.
And then the CBD isolate is just a pure CBD compound without any other compounds.
Without anything else, yes.
And it's pure CBD.
Right.
Okay.
A lot of
which you would have to take more of probably.
That's right.
If you weren't going to go full spectrum.
Yep.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. So let's take it back to the source a little bit more. Where does CBD come from? Like, how do they extract it?
Well, they'll take a hemp crop and they will run it through a CO2 extractor machine or some other various method of extraction. And they will basically pull off all of the phytocompounds that come in the plant, such as the cannabinoids, the terpenes, there's fatty acids, there's waxes, there's omegas, and all these different things. There's chlorophyll, which is the green color, liquid sunlight. And so they'll get this extraction, and it will basically concentrate all those cannabinoids and terpenes into an extraction that can then be used to make hundreds of products with just a little bit, because it's a concentrated extraction. So it's going to be very high potent oil. And then you would take that to make your products with.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And so once the hemp is grown, like a plant itself, there's three types of extraction. There's CO2.
Yeah. There's CO2. You've got, which is basically cold air. So it's blowing over the cannabis and kind of freezing the compound so that they fall off of the plant.
Okay.
And so that makes a clean extraction, because there's really no solvents used. A solvent, for example, would be ethanol, which is alcohol. A lot of companies, I believe Charlotte's Web does an ethanol extraction where they will take the cannabis and they will soak it in alcohol. And then they will do the extraction that way. And then they'll kind of boil off, if you will, the alcohol, or purge the alcohol so that there's no alcohol left remaining in the oil.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll use that to make the products. And then you've got
ethanol extraction.
Yeah, that's that. You know, a lot of people, when they were doing different extractions, they can use butane as well. And there was a whole epidemic of people kind of blowing up their apartments
not using, doing it right.
Well, right, because it's highly flammable and it's dangerous. It can be. Yeah. And you really have to pay attention to the purge, because you got to get all those butane molecules out of your oil. Otherwise, you've got a toxic oil.
Yeah.
Defeats the purpose of doing it. And so depending upon how much purging the product gets is going to determine how healthy it is. And who knows how much people are doing, how much purging they're doing, because it takes a lot of time and you lose volume as well.
So that's not an optimal way.
Not really. I like the cleanest when we're talking for medicinal use.
And then there's oil infusion, traditional?
Yeah, when you get into your oil infusion, so that's kind of how we extract the oils, is through the CO2 or the ethanol. And then we'll get our starting oil. From there, we can make our products. And a lot of times we're going to infuse those oils into carrier oils, such as MCT, hemp seed, olive oil, something like that, to make our final product.
Okay. You know, we were talking about carrier oils. What exactly are they? And why are they important in CBD products?
Yeah, so, you know, we can't just take straight black tar paste oil, mm-hmm. which is what this stuff kind of comes out as when you're making the oil to begin with. So you've got to take that and dilute it down into some type of carrier oil, which is going to carry the CBD molecule and then also deliver it to the human body. And so that's why it's so important to have the carrier, because cannabinoids are fat soluble, and so they bind to fat molecules. Mm-hmm. And so when we mix cannabinoids with, say, MCT coconut oil, the cannabinoid's going to bind with that oil and they'll become one. And then when you take that to the body, the oil actually delivers it through the lipid structure into our system. And so it makes it much more bioavailable.
So there's three: MCT oil, hemp seed oil, and olive oil is good too?
Yeah, that's what you see the most, is MCT coconuts, probably what you see. Probably 75% of most products use that, because okay. it has a high shelf life as well. It doesn't go rancid as fast as, say, hemp seed oil or even olive oil. And so you'll see that most of the time. Okay. Is MCT coconut oil.
You know, safety, as you know, I kind of mentioned per the beginning of the interview, is a big concern for people with additives and chemicals and, you know, stuff like that, new to CBD, you know, and they just want to make sure, you know, that it's safe for them to use.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big thing. A lot of people are using CBD for medical reasons.
Yeah.
So they want to make sure that it's safe, that it's not China hemp, that it doesn't have residual toxins yeah. in it, that it doesn't have, you know, molds or mildews or something in the original extract. And that's why lab testing is so important, because it's going to verify the potency and the purity, and then make sure that there's no harmful additives, no contaminants, no pesticides. Heavy metals are a big one. Because
that sounds pretty dirty.
Well, it can be. Hemp and cannabis is a bioaccumulator. So when you plant it in the ground, it's gonna accumulate all of the heavy metals and toxins in the soil. So it's a soil remediator.
Okay.
And so hemp will go down and literally pull out the heavy metals and the toxins out of the soil, bring it into the stalk of the plant, and hold it there. And so when you're making extracts with these plants, you've got to make sure that there are no heavy metals in your final extract, because it's a bioaccumulator. It's going to accumulate all that stuff and store it up.
Do you think that might be a corner that some companies are cutting?
Yes, I do.
So there might be heavy metals in a lot of the products that are on the market right now?
There could be, yeah. Okay. And it's such a...
That seems like it wouldn't be good for you.
No, absolutely not. It kind of is very counterproductive to the reason you're taking CBD to begin with. And so transparency is just what's so important in this industry. The brands that I carry at Columbus Botanical Depot are brands that are tried, true, and trusted, that have been around for a long time now, almost as long as I've been doing this, if not longer. And those are the ones I tend to go with, simply because I know that they're held to a very much higher standard mm-hmm. than, say, a little mom and pop operation doing this out of their house, or doing this out of some small facility that doesn't have the oversight that mm-hmm. say these big publicly traded operations have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I do support local, I do support the small guy, but I also, in the beginning of my journey with all of this, I had to represent brands that people knew, mm-hmm. that people have heard of, and that you could Google, and that were on some type of website, you know, mm-hmm. because we needed to set a standard. And I think that the transparent companies that are doing it the right way, mm-hmm. are the ones that I represent. And I've been to the facility at Plus CBD out in California multiple times. Mm-hmm. I've walked through their laboratories. I've walked through their facility. And
I'm just more than impressed with them. And so those are the brands that I stand behind and that I represent and sell in my retail store and have for almost a decade, just because
quality over quantity.
Well, that's right. And the products speak for themselves.
Yeah. For listeners interested in trying CBD, where should they buy it?
Well, I would definitely buy from a trusted source, simply because they're going to take the time to make sure that things, that there aren't any additives, all of those types of things that can be in there. A specialty store, you know, a store like Columbus Botanical Depot, for example. We were the country's first, well, Columbus, Ohio's first retail store that sold
first
nothing,
and only?
Yes, that sold nothing but CBD with educated staff. We're not a head shop. We're not a vape store. We are a cannabinoid.
Super serious about this.
Very, very serious. With education, you know, I put all my staff through the Cleveland School of Cannabis. I've graduated from there as well. And it's just about the education, because the products work, we know that, but it's more about educating the customer so that they know how these products work, so they know what to expect.
Okay.
And it just sets the stage for success.
Well, this has kind of been a short one, but this has been an incredibly informative interview. And before we wrap up, what's your advice on anyone who's considering using CBD? Also, can you talk a little bit about the R&R oil and its benefits?
Yeah, definitely. So the way you want to start with CBD is you want to start with a product that's known, that's trusted, and that's lab tested, such as R&R Meds. R&R is a brand that I carry at my store. It has quickly become our top shelf product and probably one of our higher recommended products for people that want a true full spectrum product, because they have one of the fullest spectrum products out there. There's 9 cannabinoids and 11 terpenes in their formulation due to their gentle extraction process, which allows those compounds to come through in the final product, which is unheard of.
And what is a terpene?
So terpenes are the essential oils that all plants have that identify their characteristics. So for example, lavender, the terpenoid, is called linalool, which is they're the essential oils of plants that we smell. They're the smells and the flavors of plants.
Is that where the purple hairs come from on some plants?
Yeah, like a lot of your purple strains will have linalool, which is the lavender terpene. Which is why it's purple.
That's crazy. I did not know that.
It's also why it relaxes you, because linalool is a relaxant. So when you put lavender in your essential oil burner, you'll smell that. And terpenes affect the olfactory system, which is in our nose, and it goes up to our brain, which is tied to mood and memory. So terpenes can affect our moods, and they can spur memories. And so certain smells will remind you of things.
Yeah.
And they can also dictate your mood as well. So if you smell lavender, for example, it's going to calm you down. If you smell lemon, if you scratch a lemon peel and smell that, it's going to wake up your senses. Mm-hmm. The terpene in lemon is called limonene. And so
limonene,
yep. And so you've got all these terpenes with ene at the end. So you got myrcene, you got beta-caryophyllene, you've got all these different osamine, all these different terpenes that do different things. And they're in cannabis as well, along with the cannabinoids. And they work together in what's called terpene interplay. And so the terpenes will interplay with the cannabinoids in a way to where they will dictate the mood of the cannabis. Hence your so-called indica and sativa.
Okay.
And so indica in the couch, sativa clean the whole house. Indica is going to quiet you down because it's got the terpenes in it, like lavender, beta-caryophyllene, and these other terpenes, and myrcene. Myrcene is a big one that's in indicas. Myrcene is the same terpene found in mango. I don't know if you ever heard, if you eat a mango before you get stoned, you'll get higher. It's actually true, because there's a terpene in mango called myrcene that is a blood-brain barrier relaxant, thus allowing more THC to flow through the blood-brain barrier.
That's an interesting little factoid. Mm-hmm. I did not know that either.
Myrcene's very high in hops, too. The hops plant is a cousin to cannabis, and they share the same terpenes. Actually, terpenes are in all plants. And, for example, like lavender has linalool. And from what I understand, plants will only have a couple terpenes in them per plant.
Yeah.
Whereas cannabis can have hundreds of terpenes in it.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
And so in a regular cannabis, you're going to get probably 7 or 8 terpenes in a strain. And if they're heavy on the indica sedative side, we're going to call that an indica. But if the terpenes through a lab test show that we've got high sativa terpenes, like your limonene, your osamine, like your lemons, your oranges, things that wake up the senses, we're going to call that a sativa.
Okay.
Dominant. And so when you consume that, you're going to have more of an uplifted feeling.
That's so interesting.
It is very interesting.
Would you like to go ahead and talk a little bit about a possible deal that you could put together for folks that are listening? So we can give them the URL. And
yeah, definitely. So I'd like to promote the R&R brand because it's a brand that I really stand behind. We've been selling it at the store now for probably about 3 years, and we've seen tremendous results with it. You can go on my website, cbdhemphealth.com, and go into the search engine, punch in R and the and symbol, and then R.
Like the search on the site.
On the search on the website, and punch in R&R, and it'll pull up all their products. They have tinctures, they have gummies, they've got full spectrum and broad spectrum products.
Okay.
Topicals as well. But again, they've got 9 cannabinoids and 11 terpenes that show up in their extracts, that show up in their products. I mean, cannabinoids that we know little about, rare ones. And so that really promotes that entourage effect there. But yeah, you can go on there and punch in coupon code, which I believe we're going to use R&R20.
Okay. And that's R&R with the numerals 2 and 0.
Yeah, just RR20.
Okay.
And that will provide a 20% discount to all the products on R&R. We also offer a free shipping on orders over $50. So as long as your order's over $50, you'll get free shipping on top of that.
Okay.
And definitely feel free to give us a call or send us an email or reach out to us somehow. And we can make recommendations on these products, what might fit you better. And we'd be happy to do that.
Awesome. And to our listeners, you know, found this this episode useful and helpful, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, share it with somebody curious about CBD. Again, thanks for tuning in, everybody. And we'll see you next time on The Entourage Effect with Joe. And just one more thing, almost forgot. If somebody wanted to consult with you over the phone on which products would help them the most, you could kind of tailor certain products to their ailments, how would they go about setting up an expert phone consultation?
Yeah, definitely. We really enjoy helping people find the right product. That's kind of what we're known for because there's a lot to choose from. And there's a lot of products, there's a lot of strengths, doses, et cetera. And so we really enjoy walking people through the process of figuring out what product might work best for them based off their individual needs. So you can reach out to us at Entourage Effect with Joe. So it's Entourage Effect with an A with Joe.com and fill in the questionnaire form and you can lock in your time slot. For doing that, I will send you a free copy of our book called Courage in Cannabis. I will sign it and send it to you for free as just a bonus for the opportunity to be able to help you out. So feel free to let us know what works for you, and we'll make sure it happens.
Yeah. Again, Joe, I really want to thank you for coming out the podcast. I know you're a busy guy. I think we got some stuff done today. Again, if anybody has any questions, feel free to call the store. We got some great people. They're all trained working there that can answer your sophisticated question if you have one. If you don't, that's okay too. They're all very personable folks. Joe is definitely one of them. But the best way to get Joe is to get him on the phone. So that's the best way. If you wanted to talk to Joe particularly, that would be the best way to get a hold of him because he is traveling quite a bit. But feel free to come down. We do give out free samples.
Yep.
And so you can come in and try some stuff out, maybe a little emu oil, and experience the effects real time, because just like Joe said, I mean, you can start feeling better in a couple minutes. I mean, it would be probably less for some ailments.
It can be.
Well, anyway, thanks again, everybody, for coming out and listening to the interview. We will be on again soon, and we wish you all the best and most healthy life.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot.
We are not doctors, nor do we intend to make any medical claims. The opinions expressed are purely observational and anecdotal based on personal experiences.